51134, All Tomorrow's Parties, by William Gibson. Copyright 1999 by William Gibson. Read by Robert O'Keefe.
This book was originally created for audio cassette playback. Any announcements concerning cassettes do not apply to this recording. This version contains markers allowing direct access to major portions of the book.
Library of Congress Annotation. Colin Laney, from Idodo, RC 42981, discovers another nodal point on his computer. A universe-altering event will occur on San Francisco's Bay Bridge, now a squatter's shanty town after structural damage. Laney hires ex-cop Rydell, from Virtual Light 37441, to stop a killer and prevent billionaire Cody Harwood from taking over the world. Strong Language, 1999. From the book jacket. Colin Laney, sensitive to patterns of information like no one else on Earth, currently resides in a cardboard box in Tokyo. His body shakes with fever dreams, but his mind roams free as always, and he knows something is about to happen. Not in Tokyo. He will not see this thing himself. Something is about to happen in San Francisco, and Laney needs a man on the ground there. Rydell has no pressing reason not to go to San Francisco. In fact, his current employer, Lucky Dragon Sunset Boulevard Branch, one of hundreds of franchises operated out of Singapore, has just given strong indication that Rydell is free to go by ordering him off the premises. This happens to Rydell a lot. Nevertheless, he is trustworthy. Chevette isn't running toward Rydell, though of all her ex-boyfriends, he's the only one she might want to run toward. She's actually running away from the most recent one, who likes to hit. But in any case, she's running to San Francisco, to her old home on the bridge, where people live who have no place else to go. She knows enough to survive there. Harwood has been in San Francisco all along. His information, like Laney's, tells him that a change is coming. He means to arrange things in this new world order so that his place on the food chain is just as high as it's been in the old order. He's prepared to kill quite a few people to make certain of this. The mists of San Francisco make it easy to hide, if hiding is what you want, and even at the best of times, reality there seems to shift. A gray man moves elegantly through the mists, leaving bodies in his wake, so that a tide of absences alerts Laney to his presence. A boy named Silencio does not speak, but flies through webs of cyber information in search of the one object that has seized his imagination. Andrei Toei, the Japanese Idoru, continues her study of all things human. She herself is not human, not quite, but she's working on it. And in the mists of San Francisco, at this rare moment in history, who is to say what is or is not impossible? About the author. William Gibson lives in Vancouver, British Columbia, with his wife and their two children. His first novel, Neuromancer, won the Hugo Award, the Philip K. Dick Memorial Award, and the Nebula Award in 1984. Gibson is credited with having coined the term cyberspace, and having envisioned both the Internet and virtual reality before either existed. In addition to Neuromancer, he is the author of Count Zero, Mona Lisa Overdrive, Burning Chrome, Virtual Light, and Idoru. To Graham and the Bad Chairs.